Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler of the 100th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week we have a couple of topics we'd like to talk about. The first being a couple of pieces of legislation that deal with teacher strikes here in the Commonwealth. Talk to us about these bills that deal with strike-free education.
Representatives Rock and Chairman Metcalf introduced a proposal this morning that would eliminate teacher strikes here in Pennsylvania. Under our current Constitution, as a General Assembly, we are required to provide a thorough and efficient system of public education to serve the needs of the Commonwealth. Under that direction, I don't believe that strikes can coexist with that without having a negative impact on the thoroughness and the efficiency of our education delivery system. The rights that the teachers currently have are all statutory in nature, which means they're currently written into law. And there is no mention of strike or even labor in our state constitution. And I think it's important to note that, because anytime that you have a statutory right, that of collective bargaining, buttressing up against a constitutional right to a thorough and efficient form of education, the constitutional right always must triumph. That's a basic foundational belief from the very beginning of our country. And with these proposals, we are able to restrike that balance between the teacher's ability to bargain and the student's right to a strike-free education. I think probably the best example that we could use here in the Commonwealth, we don't allow firemen and policemen to go on strike. Likewise, we don't allow the National Guard or the military to go on strike. These all provide core essential functions of government. And for those reasons, we believe that while they may be able to bargain, they don't have the right to strike because of the adverse impact that they would have on society as a whole. The needs of the entire society outweigh the needs of the individual. And that's what this legislation does. It would put teachers in that same category. It would recognize their importance, but it would also reset the balance and make sure that we deliver a constitutionally sound form of education here in the Commonwealth.
A lot of folks might say that just postponing things a little bit really doesn't interfere with how efficient or thorough it is. At the same time, we've seen recently lots of teachers trying to bring their students right up here to the Capitol to protest and taking time out of their classrooms to talk about this kind of issue rather than actually doing the educating they're supposed to do. And this is what really butts up against, doesn't it?
Yes, and I think you bring up a good point. I absolutely believe in the involvement of the public. Unfortunately, I think under the current equation, where collective bargaining rights are balanced against the rights of students and parents to an education here in the Commonwealth, teachers have the ability to go on strike. And I don't think that's fair, because I believe that any interruption is too much and that students should have a continued education that adequately prepares them for the future.
Moving on to another issue in Harrisburg, we are right in the middle of budget season. There's a little bit of debate over how much money the budget is going to spend overall. The governor wants to stay at $27.3 billion. The House has passed a $27.3 billion budget plan. But due to a couple of months of overestimate revenue, we are seeing a debate over how much of the final spend should be. Talk to us about the surplus that has been coming in and the sustainability of these revenues.
Collections of tax revenue certainly are ahead of projections from the budget last year. Currently, it's around $500 million. That represents a fraction of our overall budget. And I'd be remiss if I didn't point out it's the excess spending of projected surpluses that actually led to the very problem that we're in now, where we don't have enough revenue to meet last year's bills, let alone the upcoming year's bills. And I think the example that would probably put it in everyone's mind the best is that of a simple household budget. It's never the electric bill or the mortgage bill that upsets the budget. Those are generally planned for and appropriately paid. It's always those one-time things, something that's not anticipated, but probably should have been saved for all along. Right now, as a Commonwealth, we have multiple examples of things that we should have been saving for all along. We have a multi-billion dollar pension problem. It's somewhere in the range of $4 to $6 billion. We have a multi-billion dollar, probably in excess of $3 billion hole in our transportation funding for roads and bridges. And we have a court order mandating that we pay an additional $850 million back into the MCARE fund, which is for physicians and liability reductions. And then ultimately, we have the unemployment fund also, where we are short $3.7 billion that we currently owe the federal government. Those are big time expenditures that will only make the next budget cycle that much tougher, and why they need to be dealt with now, and we need to stick to the spend number that the governor has asked for.
Representative Cutler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler.